February 13, 2024. Currently in Zaporizhia, heart in Mariupol. We waited until the very end, but still had to evacuate to Zaporizhia. My husband remained in Mariupol forever. My heart remained there too, in the yard of our own house that we had spent so long building with the greatest love. We buried him in our yard. I don't want to talk about how things were. I want to forget everything. I wonder how these brave girls here talk about newspapers and posters. I was carrying a small flag underneath my shirt. It had remained at our place for ages after some rally. And I kept waiting for our army to liberate the city, like it was in 2014. Then we had many refugees in Mariupol, as now in Zaporizhia. So my husband and I helped them too. We hosted them in our house. And now we kept believing that everything would be eventually as it was before. I can hardly believe in the fate of a prosperous city where businesses used developed, facilities opened, and our children were to build their own lives. During the evacuation, we were told that it was better to hide the flag somewhere than to take it with us. I buried it near my husband's grave. It felt like I was burying my unconsciousness. Since then, I've been like in a dream. Why am I here? How did I get here? I want to go back, though I am aware that most neighbors have been killed or evacuated. I heard I Have No Home song the other day. I stood in the street and cried until someone hugged me and treated me to hot tea. The city seems to consist only of volunteers. There is a center in the neighboring library where one can take some food and one warm clothing. 10 years ago, we helped people with my Oleg, who was still alive then, and I could never imagine myself seeking help at this age. I have no home, but I have my people, and I have a heart in my Mariupol.